Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And it's Marathon Monday.
This is a sport of surprises. Yes, the cream of the crop and the champions almost always come through, but not always.
That is four-time Boston Marathon champion Bill Rogers. And if anyone should know about surprises, it's Rogers. He shocked everyone when he won his first Boston Marathon in 1975. So, as the more than 25,000 runners arrive in Hopkinton this morning for the start, will there be any surprises in today's 117th running of the Boston Marathon? WBUR's Alex Ashlock will be covering the race for us and joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Bob.
So, Alex, first of all, it doesn't look like the forecast is going to provide any surprises. Forecast calls for sunshine today, partly sunny skies, highs around the mid-50s today in Boston. What about surprises in the race itself?
The big surprise today would be a victory by an American in either the men's or women's open races. That hasn't happened for the men since 1983 and the women since 1985. And the best shot for that streak to end today is Shalane Flanagan in the women's race.
She's from right here in Marblehead, Massachusetts. Her mom and dad were talented runners. As I understand it, she used to watch her dad run the marathon.
That's right. Her father ran a 2-hour, 18-minute marathon here in Boston, and that's why she says she couldn't be more excited to be running the Boston Marathon for the first time.
The marathon terrified me when I was growing up, so that's what made it so enticing. It was seemed impossible and superhuman that people could do it.
Turns out she can do it. Flanagan won the U.S. Olympic Trials Marathon in January 2012. She then finished 10th in the Olympics last summer.
I believe that the best thing I can do is just put myself in contention, put myself in the position to capitalize on the day. I don't know what anyone else is capable of. I expect a really hard race. I expect to die 1,000 deaths, and I expect to just run my heart out.
No doubt she will run her heart out today, but Bob, I should point out that her fastest marathon time is about 3 minutes slower than the fastest time by the defending champion in the race. That's Sharon Cherop of Kenya. And there are four other women in the field who are even faster than Cherop.
All right, what about other Americans in the women's field that we should be watching today?
Kara Goucher has run the Boston Marathon well here before. She was third in 2009. 2 years later, in 2011, she finished fifth.
I love this race. I love this course. I feel like I can win here. And, you know, the first year, I feel like I made some tactical errors that cost me the win. The second year, my son was only 6.5 months old, and I just wasn't ready to compete at this level. Now I'm healthy and I'm hungry, and yeah, I mean, this is something that I want very badly.
Karen Goucher, one of the elite women running today. Alex, what about the men's races? It was so hot last year, and it made for such a slow race.
That's right, Bob. Kenyan Wesley Korir is expecting a much faster race than the one he won last year in that hot weather in just under 2 hours and 13 minutes. Career is a very interesting guy. He was recently elected to Kenya's parliament, and he has his own foundation, which works to get medical supplies into remote areas of Kenya's Rift Valley. That's where he grew up.
As I always say, running gives me a stepping stone. It gives me a platform to do what I love to do. And for me to get that platform, I have to win.
Alex, I know the Americans who ran the Olympic marathon last summer are not running in Boston today. They were supposed to, but they're either sick or injured. So who challenges Career?
Well, certainly other Africans, a talented group of Ethiopians in the race today, Kenyans as well. I would keep my eyes on a man named Geb Gebremariam. He finished third 2 years ago in the Boston Marathon.
All right, let me ask about the wheelchair racers. There was a world record in the men's wheelchair race last year, despite the hot weather. How are those races shaping up today?
Well, Josh Cassidy of Canada set the world record here last year, as you said, despite that hot weather. He's back today along with American Shirley Riley, who won here last year and then went on to win the gold medal in the Paralympic Marathon. The wheelchair racers are getting a boost today because there's extra prize money for the racers who win here and also in London. That marathon is coming up this Sunday. The men's and women's wheelchair winners will take home $15,000 apiece. The winners in the open races, the men and women, will earn $150,000 apiece.
So a good paycheck for someone today, Alex.
Not a bad paycheck.
Alex Ashlock will be at the finish line today collecting a paycheck from WBUR because he's covering the race for us. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You're welcome, Bob.